Last September 2011, I found myself in the emergency room, covered with bruises, head to toe, front to back, arms, legs, torso, starting on my neck, everywhere. It looked like I really had minutes, maybe hours, to live. I was bleeding out under the skin. The diagnosis was a little shaky, but it was extremely grim. It turned out, after some testing and literally them ripping off my clothes, hooking me up to stuff, immediate blood transfusion, that I was diagnosed with a very rare genetic blood disorder, which attacks my platelets. This was so rare, they had not seen anyone like me through the doors of the hospital in over 9 years. The doctors had two control options, really. It was heavy drugs, steroid type, and changing out my blood and my plasma, hooking me up to a machine. So they immediately installed a port into my main artery, and that's exactly what they did. I did daily treatments for the next 30 days in the hospital while they tried to figure out how to save me and how to deal with me on a long-term basis. When I got out of the hospital, a relative of mine who had just become an associate, just started on ASEA herself, she sent me 4 cases. She said, take it, get on it, don't stop, no matter what. It will not interfere with the medications, but don't stop. And I was at the point where I was ready. I said, I'll try anything, because when you have a team of doctors, the heads of all departments, and all of their students, because I was in a teaching hospital, standing there looking at you, and when you say, what can I do, how can I participate in saving my life, and they all get these serious, grim faces, and they say, nothing. I was devastated. I was absolutely crushed and in a deep depression because of it. And so when she said, try it, you have nothing to lose, she was right. I had nothing to lose but my life. So they put me on the heavy drugs. I went on my ASEA. I took it every day, religious. 3 weeks later, I crashed again, and I wound up back in the hospital. This time, it took them 2 weeks to bring me around. They gave me chemo, and they gave me more drugs. but I did good, and I bounced back in 2 weeks. So then they sent me home. Still with the line in my chest, which, to their amazement, was not getting infected, because it is an open line to my main artery and my jugular. So then they send me home, and a couple months went by, and I was doing really good. And so they decided to take the line out. I was running out of ASEA, and I lowered my dose, which was a huge mistake, right before the operation to take out the line. And I crashed again. But this time, after being on the ASEA for close to 3.5 months now, I came back and bounced back in a matter of days. I produced 150,000 platelets in 36 hours, which was apparently some type of medical miracle. They did have to put another port back in my chest, which sits right with me right now, today, since January. They have not had to use it. They have not had to hook me up to the machine at all. I've had almost zero, side effects from the chemo. The chemo was nothing. I didn't get sick. I didn't lose my hair, no nausea, no nothing. As a matter of fact, I was hungry like a horse. The heavy drugs, no side effects, really nothing. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. I'm preparing right now with 9 ounces a day to have the port removed yet again, hopefully for the last time. The port has been with me for 7 months. I have not had one single issue with it at all. No inflammation, no redness, no nothing. No bleeding, nothing. During my time, I was also diagnosed with a genetic autoimmune, a very insidious one. So what I have is incurable. It will be with me for the rest of my life, but so will ASEA, my tool, my armor, and my way of participating and fighting. And I know now that what I'm going to live is a nice, long, happy life, and I'm going to see my grandchildren someday. And 7 months ago, I did not know that. I didn't know if I was going to make it out of ICU. So thank you, Asiya. Thank you for the inventors, the developers, and for everyone who walks and tells their story, because I found hope, and I really, really appreciate that. And so that's my story, guys, and I'm still here, and I'm fighting and winning. Oh, I forgot to tell you the most important part.
Okay.
The most important part is my doctor, my hematologist, and my oncologist were so amazed at how miraculously that I am doing, and he used the word miracle at my last checkup, that they are now including Asiya in my medical records. They are using it to talk to the students. I have become a hospital case study and a student case study, and Asiya is going on my book.